This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A federal judge has ordered the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to do a better job of informing health care providers and Medicare adjudicators that the so-called improvement standard was no longer in effect. Medicare must cover skilled care and therapy when they are necessary to maintain the patient's current condition or prevent or slow further deterioration. Arson is suspected in a fire at the mosque attended by the Orlando nightclub killer. In 2015, 38,300 people died in car crashes and 4.4 million were seriously injured. Prisons around the country are rationing patient care for hepatitis C because the expense of the 12-week drug regimen would explode their budgets. Analysts are calling for a clawback from Wells Fargo executive Kerry Tolstad, who oversaw the fraud of account and credit card openings, as well as the firing of 5,300 people who perpetrated this scam over 5 years. Wells Fargo allowed her to retire several months ago with a $127 million walk-away payment as the former head of community banking. Brazil's lower house of Congress voted overwhelmingly to expel the conservative lawmaker who led the charge to oust Dilma Rousseff, Brazil's former president, reflecting how on edge the country's political class remains over colossal corruption scandals. Chamber voted 450 to 10 to strip the lawmaker of his seat as he faces a trial on graft charges. As a result, Cunha, an evangelical Christian radio commentator who is the speaker of the lower house, loses the broad legal protections that allowed privileged federal legislators from imprisonment. Americans last year reaped the largest economic gains in nearly a generation as poverty fell, health insurance coverage spread, and incomes rose sharply for households on every rung of the economic ladder, ending years of stagnation. Median households' income in 2015 was $56,500, up 5.2% from the previous year, the largest single-year increase since record-keeping began in 1967, the Census Bureau said. The share of Americans living in poverty also posted the sharpest decline in decades. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.